Welcome, everyone, to the Kathy Lee Parker Show, the number one place for enlightened and entertaining guests, positive vibes, and information that is spot on. And now, for your listening pleasure, your host, Kathy Lee Parker.
Thank you so much for tuning in. And as you know, my show is all about people, places, and events. And today with me, I have Rick Cove. He is the owner and founder of LED Solutions of Utah.com. He's LED Solutions Utah.com. Look at his website as well as you're listening in to us. And how are you, Rick? Rick's here with me in the studio. How are you, Rick?
Good. How are you today, Kathy?
Having a great day. Are you enjoying this cold weather that we're having here?
Indeed. Yes, I am.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. It's been 16 degrees. I was going to ask you, are the lights working out there? I mean, can they still stay on with it's that cold out there?
Yes, absolutely.
Wonderful.
Good in sub-degree weather and heat as well. So we're good.
Okay. Well, Rick, tell me a little bit about yourself, and how did you get started in the LED light business?
My name is Rick Coates, like you said, owner of LED Installation Solutions. And I've been an electrician now for 30 years. So how I got into LEDs is a friend of mine who was a salesman at the time came up to me and wanted to know if I wanted to install some LEDs 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I said, sure, let's try this. So one thing led to another, and next thing I know, we've got an LED business.
How long have you been doing this?
I've been doing it for 5 years now.
Five years. And how's it going out there? I mean, are businesses changing over, or are they still with the regular standard lights?
Some of them are with the old standard lights still, and some are changing over, yes. People need to realize it's an investment, not just a light bulb. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It can benefit them in the long run.
Right. For commercial, for a business, how long does the lights usually last, the LED lights? Because they're on 24/7.
So 50 to 55,000 burn hours, which is about 8 to 10 years.
Oh, my gosh. You know, because businesses are different than the homes. You know what I mean? And are they a different brand? Is it something different within the LED lights for a commercial than it is for a residential?
No, LED is LED. It's the driver that actually drives the LED is what it's all about.
Okay, well, tell me the difference between an LED light and the standard bulb.
Okay. A standard bulb and an LED bulb. Mm-hmm. We can drop your watts from 65 watts to 9 watts in a household.
Okay.
And there's no mercury in an LED bulb. There's no UV rays, which attract, like, moths and bugs in an LED bulb. You'll save 70% more energy with an LED bulb. They run cooler, and there's no ballast. So all these things together, you're saving money, and you're getting a brighter light that lasts 10 times longer.
Wow. That's cool. For everyone out there that's listening, I had Rick come to my home, and he put in from the outside and the inside of my home and changed everything to LED lights. And the color, everything looks the same, equal. It's, when I say equal, because, you know, bulbs have, what, different lights. You know, some can be brighter than another and warmer in the other room, but it's all equal, and I just love it. And I just want to thank you, Rick, for doing that. But there's a big, big difference, especially in my neighborhood. I have the brightest lights in my house. So anyway, people come over, they literally drive by the house and forget that. Right. Oh, Kathy lives there with the one with all the lights. But anyway, but I also want to let you know too, It's been, what, 3 months now, and my light bill has dropped. And not only has it dropped, but I also burn more light. I have it on a lot longer, and it has dropped about, I would say about, what did my husband say, about 15%, you know, which is a lot.
Right.
So, or should I say, maybe he was selling me $15 or something, like, but it's going down. Maybe it was 15 bucks. 15%, wait a minute, that's a lot. But about $15, so around that area, you know, in that ballpark. But I've been keeping my lights on a little bit longer, too. So, but even though it dropped, it's great. And tell me the difference between, you know, I know you go into the commercial, but as well as a residential. But say that somebody calls out of the blue for their home, how long does it take to go in and change everything?
We can do a home in like 4 to 5 hours.
Completely. Wow. Oh, that's not too bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she has to have ceiling lights.
Homeowner at all.
Mm-hmm. And it's the inside as well as the outside. Why I trusted you, Rick, when you came to my home is because you were an electrician. You were not somebody, neighbor, kid down the street going to come over and change my lights. It's someone with, you know, that has a, you know, a background and as a, they just lights. I mean, as a electrician. Excuse me, I couldn't get it out of my mind. As an electrician.
We are both licensed and insured. Mm-hmm. We can troubleshoot if while we're there if anything goes wrong like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we know the codes inside and out. So, you're getting electrician / LED expert.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, you should post that like that. You know, not just an LED solutions, but also too electrician coming out as well.
Mm-hmm.
And does anybody ever ask you about doing a little electrical work at the same time you're doing the change out?
They do. They want to add a plug here or add a plug there. You know, they want to put some more lights in their laundry room. They want to add a fan in their family room. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. There's always a little extra there if they know that I do it all. So. Yeah,
okay.
So I try to accommodate everybody. I want everybody to be 100% satisfied. Mm-hmm. So that helps.
Mm-hmm. And I noticed it's a family business. And how long have you been in business doing this? Again, it was 5 years?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
and,
good five.
Yeah, it's just it's me and my son-in-law.
Uh-huh.
We're one of us sells and one of us installs. I sometimes get a couple of... kids to come out and help us out, you know, when it comes to changing out light bulbs and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very, very small knit family that we have doing this. So.
Mm-hmm. And
where
do you see the LED lights going in the future? I mean, do you see that every home will soon have them instead of the standard light bulb?
Well, it's gonna go big. So I mean, this is. Put this in perspective. 6 years ago, they used a lot more LEDs because they only were at 80 lumens per watt.
Mm-hmm.
So you're using more LEDs. You're still burning a lot of power. Nowadays, we're at 135 watts per lumen. And in about 2 to 3 more years, we're going to be up to 200 watts per lumen. So you're going to be using less LEDs and getting almost, well, 50% more light, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So I think the future is LED. Not to mention in fluorescent tubes. I don't know if you've seen the fluorescent tubes in your hardware stores.
Yeah.
The T12s are now getting, they're going away. They're getting rid of them. And it's cheaper now to buy a whole fixture, a fluorescent fixture, than it is to buy the ballast to control it, because they're trying to get rid of the ballast as well. So in the future, we're not going to have fluorescence anymore, in my opinion.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Aren't a fluorescence not really good for you?
Yeah, the CFLs aren't good for you. Well, there's gas, mercury in tubes, you know. Mm-hmm. When they break, it's not good for the ozone. It's not good for your health. It's not good for nobody. So yeah. LED is cleaner. They don't break. They're amazing.
Yes, and they last a long time. And
yes.
How do you see commercial buildings doing as well? I mean, I know you talked about the residential, but what same thing with the commercial, they're all going to be changing over to what you're doing. And right. I think it's good for security, too, nowadays.
Yeah, commercial, they've got, commercial has like wall packs, floodlights, parking lot lights, mm-hmm. canopy lights, did you see your gas stations? They run pretty much all night.
Uh-huh.
So
yeah,
these run cooler and cheaper. Like, for example, a 1,000-watt light right now in a high bay, let's say a warehouse, we can drop you down to 250 watts of LED and match the brightness.
Wow. Well, yeah, because that's the whole idea, it's a C.
Right.
You know, you want to see everything and also protection too. I like the fact that I had LED lights all around the house. I can leave them. Sometimes I accidentally leave my lights on all night long and I realize, oh, in the morning, I'm pulling out of the driveway. I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I left my lights on. But even with that happening, my light bill went down.
Yeah. You can afford to run them all night for sure.
Yeah. And you can still touch them and they're not even hot.
Not hot. Nope. That's true. Mm-hmm. And you don't see any bugs flying around them. Did you in the summertime?
Yeah.
I know you won't see them now, but you won't get those moths.
Yeah, like those in Florida or warmer clients right now, you know, they leave their lights on and stuff. That's nice to have because that's the number one thing when you have a deck or something that you don't want all those bugs hanging around the lights.
Right. Correct. Yes.
And do you do the holiday lights?
We do holiday lights. They're called Everlights.
Uh-huh.
They are an LED light. They go in your rain gutters. They're invisible to the eye.
They have
a home automation control on your iPad or whatever you want to use, your iPhone, your mm-hmm. smartphone. You just control them off of that. Yeah, yes, we do holiday lighting. Yes.
Can the holiday lights, do you have them for like the outside of the trees and stuff like that?
We have these right now just for houses or businesses. Mm-hmm. We don't have anything that will go on a tree yet, per se. Mm-hmm. But I'm sure they're out there.
Hmm.
I think Home Depot actually carries those LEDs.
Mm-hmm. And do you recommend those for? How do you feel about the holiday lights? Do you like them? Do you have them yourself at your home?
I do have them on my house. Yes, and my family loves them. They can program them for any occasion: mm-hmm. Thanksgiving, Christmas, 4th of July, St. Patrick's Day.
Really?
Birthdays, yes. I mean, you can program every light individually on the computer, and it's just that easy. It's just that easy.
Are some of the LED lights different in color?
Well, we have a warm light, which is the 3,000 Kelvins.
Mm-hmm.
And we go right on up to the 5,000 K, which is pure daylight. So it looks like the sun is out. Basically, when it's dark outside.
Cool. Well, that is way cool. Well, Rick, we'll be right back after these messages. Going to commercial.
There's a reason Summit County residents have been choosing Park City Mattress for 10 years. With Sealy, Serta, Tempur-Pedic, and Stearns & Foster right here in Park City. And the lowest price guaranteed. Park City Mattress in Redstone Village at Kimball Junction. See us at pcmattress.com.
Hidden Home Horse Rescue Foundation. We are a 501c3 nonprofit that rescues both wild and domestic horses and other equine that are either unwanted, neglected, abused, or their humans move. Hidden Home helps rehabilitate them to be used in equine therapy to help those in need. We could use your support. You can contact us at 801-910-2698.
Is your power bill so high you can't see straight? I can help you out with that. This is Rick Cove, owner of LED Installation Solutions. I can cut your power bill in half and give you more light. Give us a call for your free consultation. 801-623-1246. Again, this is Rick Cove, 801-623-1246.
Hey everyone, this is Rachel, owner of Club 90 in Sandy, Utah, and we've been providing great entertainment since 1979. This year, Club 90 will be celebrating our 40-year anniversary on Saturday, December 7th. This huge party will be emceed by Mark Cobell, news anchor at KUTV Channel 2. Club 90 has great food, serving lunch and dinner daily and breakfast on Saturday and Sunday, with daily lunch specials Monday through Friday. There's great entertainment and events daily, including live bands, DJs, karaoke, and so much more. If you're looking for a place for your upcoming private event, company party, or fundraiser, Club 90 has plenty of space and private rooms for rental, as well as catering. Club 90 is located at 9065 South Monroe Street in Sandy, just off of I-15, and we're open every day from 10 a.m. to 1 a.m. You can visit us on our website or find us on Facebook and Instagram at Club 90 SLC, or give us a call at 801-566-3254.
Trouble sleeping? The mattress you choose makes all the difference. How do you select from thousands? At Mattress Warehouse, we do things differently. We fit you to the right mattress that you will love for many years and get up to 8 months on our comfort guarantee. That's how sure we are about getting you the best night's sleep. Visit MattressWarehouseUtah.com and download your free mattress buyer's guide to help you select the right mattress at the best price. MattressWarehouseUtah.com.
Thank you for tuning in. I'm sitting here with Rick Cove. He's the president and owner of LEDSolutionsUtah.com. So, Rick, tell me about some of the questions that people always ask you about LED lights. What are the few questions that they come up to you and ask you about?
Some of the main questions are, how much can I save on my power bill? How long will the LED last? And how much will the light? How much light will it give me? You know what I mean. Those are the kinds of questions I get. So my answer to that is, I can cut your power bill in half. 90% of the time, I can cut it in half.
Wow!
If not better. Well, if you look at a fluorescent tube, for example, in a grocery store, okay, they're 32 to 40 watts a piece. And we come in and we take that out, take your ballast out, and we replace it with a 8-watt LED tube. So we're taking the 30 watts away, and we're taking your ballast out, which is another 10% of your energy cost.
So interesting.
The more we change, the more you save. Yep.
Wow. Okay, I know I asked you this before, but tell me the difference between an LED lights and then your normal standard light bulb.
Okay, an LED light is automatically, you're using 9 watts on a, like in residential, 9 watt bulb versus a 65 watt bulb. So we're cutting your power there by 90%.
Wow.
They run cooler, they last longer, they don't break, they don't burn out, they work.
That's
the difference.
And why do you recommend LED lights to a business compared to anything else? I think I might have asked you this again, but I've been getting some texts. People want to know, you know, why do you recommend to a business, you know, an LED lights, and why? They want to know, why would you recommend LED lights?
Well, LED lights for commercial buildings are mainly because your bright lights 10, 12, maybe 15 hours a day. So I recommend they do it because it will save them more money just because of the burn hours that they're burning. They'll get 10 times the light because normally they have a ceiling height of 18 to 25 feet. And LEDs will actually hit the floor. They won't lose their light, say, a quarter to halfway down the wall. You know what I'm saying? And yeah. Also, you get a brighter light. Yeah.
I went into a business that you did some LED lights on, and it made it stand out. I mean, you could see the floor, the wood of the floor. You could see the product more clear. It was beautiful. It was like, wow. It was like an overnight. So if you got...
Yeah, you're thinking of the panel lights, right?
Yeah, I think, yeah, they were the
2x4.
Yeah, they look like ceiling lights. Yeah, they look like they...
Yeah, skylights. Yeah.
Skylights, yep. Yeah. And I thought they were real skylights. I'm like, dang.
You took out the 32 watts. What were they? 32 watts times 4. So 2692, almost 120 watts. And replaced it with a 50 watt LED panel light, which we saved them a lot of money on that one. And it looks cleaner. They will last forever. They come with a 5-year warranty. So those people are now under the umbrella for me. They got a 5-year maintenance contract with me. Mm-hmm. Anything goes to go wrong with those parts and labor, we'll replace it for free.
Wow. Okay. And what makes you difference between you and a handyman? I have to throw that in. What makes you different between you and a handyman?
Well, we're licensed and insured. We do, like I said, we do troubleshooting. We provide scissor lifts. That we don't charge a scissor lift rental to the customer. We can also get the lights at a decent price to pass that savings on to our client. Mm-hmm. And we can also back up that 5-year warranty. Mm-hmm.
And do you get the lights in different colors? Like, can you get it in black and blue? And can you get
no, those are, that's more of a novelty thing, and we're more into giving the people the lights.
But is there a difference between, you know, the lights, like, you know, you put a certain type of light in my house, but can say somebody wants something a little bit warmer, I mean, warmer color, like not so bright. Can you do that for them?
Well, what we can do with those is we can just throw a dimmer on those ones, like I did at your house. We could dim it. Those are dimmable bulbs.
And
yes.
So is LED just mainly one, strictly one color out there, or are they different colors?
No. There's different colors. Like I said, there's a warm white, and there's a daylight, bright white. So you can go 3,000 Kelvins, 4,000 Kelvins, 5,000 Kelvins.
Oh.
If you get above 5,000, then we get into a blue tint, and we do not. I don't know anybody who likes the blue tint in their houses, or the distance for that matter. So we strictly stay between the 3,000 and 5,000.
And do you guarantee your work?
I do.
And can you buy
parts and labor?
Can you buy directly from you too, or?
Yes, we have a web page. We do have a website where you can call me and we can order that way. Or I'm going to upgrade my web page where we can get a cart going on. You can just buy online.
Mm-hmm. And what is your? How does someone get a hold of you?
My cell number is 801-623-1246. Mm-hmm. We also have a email address, rick.co@yahoo.com. And our website is ledsolutionsutah.com.
Okay. Is that Rick, R-I-C-K dot
yes.
Cove, C-O-V-E, at...
C-O-V-E, Cove.
Mm-hmm. Cove, yeah, Cove, C-O-V-E, at yahoo.com.
Correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Got it. So tell me about your family. What do they think about you and your son-in-law doing this work?
They think it's exciting. They think like we tell them the future is going to be LED, mm-hmm. and we're just happy to be a part of it. I really enjoy saving people money in like the same day we're there. They can start saving money.
Mm-hmm. If somebody had a chandelier, is there LED lights for a chandelier?
Yes, the candelabras.
Uh-huh.
Those are the little bases that make your Christmas tree lights look like. Yes, we have those, and they do go in a chandelier. Or like the one outside of your home, say. Mm-hmm. They go in there.
Okay. Yeah. And do you have any like LED lights or like, you know, the ones that are like kind of like skinny and they go up and around like your kitchen underboard? Do you know what I mean?
Oh.
Where you can keep it on all time?
Under counter lighting?
Yes. Under counter, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We do that as well. Yep.
Okay, but you have those light type of light bulbs as well?
Yeah. If it's not a strip, you have the light bulbs that go into them. There's the 12-volt ones. Yes,
uh-huh.
They light up nicely. And they also are dimmable as well.
Mm-hmm. Can I ask an odd question? Have you ever done, yeah, like a car or something, like somebody want LED lights inside their car?
I haven't done any cars, Kathleen.
Or a limo. You know what I mean? Like you go inside a limo and it lights up. So I thought, I wonder if they got LED lights in this.
I haven't. No, I haven't. But yeah, I would like to get into that.
No, well, that's not a bad business too. I think I seen something before you came on my show. I was looking around at LED lights and people are getting on their cars, their bike, or something really odd. They'll wrap them around like lights so that, you know, they don't get hit, especially on a bike. But anyway, so a person can buy directly.
RV places, what's that?
Yeah, RVs.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
yep.
RVs.
Calls from them all time
always
for trailers.
Something.
Right. Yep. So it might be something I'll get into in the future.
Mm-hmm.
But for now, we're just going to be focusing on. Right now, I'm trying to get some sales going on for outside lights, like wall packs, parking lot lights, canopy lights, because it's going to be that time of the year where the sun will be going down at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, it already has. It's already starting.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
Would you be willing to travel for a job?
Yes. Right now, we are covering from Tree Mountain to Richfield.
Where's that at? Is that Utah, California?
Richfield, Utah. Tree Mountain, Utah. Yeah, right now we're traveling the I-15 corridor from north to south. We're covering everybody.
Would you be willing to go to other states?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yep.
Okay.
We'll go wherever they need us.
Okay. And tell me, so these... I like the fact that these LEDs, you can touch them, and there's no heat. And so it's good for children, or if kids like to touch things, especially little ones, toddlers, are always wanting to touch something. And if they get to the close to a light, you know, the lights that they can touch, and it won't hurt them. So,
right. Yeah.
And
there's
how long does that last? I mean, I know that you can touch it, but, you know, because it doesn't hurt. But is that like that all the time, or is it just when you first turn the light on for the first 20 minutes?
No, they stay cold the whole time they're on. Whether it be a regular light bulb in your lamp or a wall pack on the side of a building or a floodlight, they all stay cold. They do not have any heat.
Wow. So someone can order directly from you, correct?
Yes.
They can just call your phone number or go to your website. But can they order off of your website?
They're going to be able to here probably in the new month, November.
Okay.
I'm just going to start putting prices on there, and they can just shop online.
Mm-hmm. And what type of businesses are you looking for again? For to do LED lights, because I noticed that you told me, was it off the phone, or that you enjoy doing a lot of commercial as well?
Yeah, commercial.
So
we like to do like gas stations, warehouses, apartment buildings, grocery stores, anywhere that has a light bulb. And when we go down there and look at these places, we look at what they have, and we customize a package suit for them and their needs.
Mm-hmm. I think it would be really good for apartment complex.
Apartment complex is another one?
Yes, mm-hmm. Be safe.
Yeah, get those lights out there, yeah, in the walking areas and the parking lots, get it lit up. Mm-hmm. Yeah, get it secure.
And then and grocery stores is one, but they're, you know, they have lights on 24/7 at the grocery store.
Yeah. Exactly. But
is a grocery store lights, would that be different? Would they be need a different
they
type of?
Would be the same. We would go with a 5000K, which is daylight.
Uh huh.
And that's the color that we would suggest for a grocery store. Sure. If people want to see what they're buying, not really a warm atmosphere. It's more of a bright atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we would be changing them out, taking out their ballast, and saving them money.
Mm-hmm. And so it's a little bit more than just going in and changing the light bulb. It's more going in and changing, like, the socket, right?
Well, you're taking the ballast out of a light fixture and rewiring it for 110 or 277 volts.
So what were they before? Yeah. So you're downsizing it, right?
You are downsizing the watts from 32 to 40 watts. Down to 18 watts.
Wow.
Yeah, we're getting triple the light at that point.
And the ones that you did in my home, my ceiling, yes. I remember you saying they were once something. What were they before?
You had 65 watt floodlights in your for your can lights in your ceiling.
Uh huh.
65 watts, so we took you from 65 watts to 11 watts.
Wow.
LED.
And, no wonder.
Yeah, you saw the difference, right?
Yes. Yes, but the bill's coming down. If we finally get the third month, but the bill came down, and hopefully it'll be coming down. But I've been leaving them on a lot longer. You know, I could care less if they're left on. But I like the fact that the bill dropped. And wow, yeah, so I really went down in my ceiling lights, because I have these tall ceilings, for those who are listening. And there's nothing worse than to go up there and have to change a light bulb or one starting to flicker or something strange. But these LED lights have really made a big difference. So it's true. It's like having been outside inside my house in the middle of the night. So I really like that. Yeah. So, and so you got, tell me again one more time about the holiday lights.
Holiday lights, they're beautiful and bright. They have an automatic calendar functionality on them, so you can automatically program them to come on when you want for security reasons, if that's what you'd like, if that's what you prefer, just to let people know you're home. And they have they're LED, so they're energy efficient, so you can actually run them all night long like you would your outside lights. They're invisible by day, and they are radiant by night.
Oh, my gosh, visible by day.
They're beautiful.
I got to see these. Do you have any samples of those on your website?
I don't have that on there yet, but I will. Yes, it's coming.
That would be beautiful to look at that. And you can get those anytime, right?
Yep, anytime you'd like. Just give us a call, 801-623-2246.
Okay, but you get the holiday lights anytime. Even though they say holiday, they can be, you know, run anytime of the day. And I know some of my friends got these like light strips going down their stairs. So with the holiday lights, would that be better than having these strips going down their stairs? You know, so they can see going down
their walkways.
Yeah. Yeah.
What are you referring to? Okay. Yeah, we also have the walkway lights that we have. They're LED as well. I mean, we carry almost everything that a light is in LED.
Wow. So you do have walk lights. Wow, I didn't know that. I'm interested in that. So are they the ones that you put in the ground? And then
they're the ground and they're solar powered. They're solar powered, so the sun... The sun is what operates it, and they have a desk till dawn on them. So they go off during the day, on during the night.
Cool. Perfect, perfect. Mm-hmm. And so they come in different colors. And what I liked about you, you're an electrician instead of, you know, somebody doing signs or a handyman who claims he can do LED lights.
Right.
And again, how can somebody get in touch with you?
You can get a hold of me on my cell phone, 801-623-1246. Mm-hmm. Or they can get a hold of me on my website, which is LEDSolutionsUtah.com. Or we are also on Facebook, LED Installation Solution.
Okay, that's good. Well, we'll be right back after these messages. We'll be right back, Rick.
There's a reason Summit County residents have been choosing Park City Mattress for 10 years. With Sealy, Serta, Tempur-Pedic, and Stearns & Foster right here in Park City. And the lowest price guaranteed. Park City Mattress in Redstone Village at Kimball Junction. See us at PCMattress.com.
Head & Home Horse Rescue Foundation. We are a 501c3 nonprofit that rescues both wild and domestic horses and other equine that are either unwanted, neglected, abused, or their humans move. Head & Home helps rehabilitate them to be used in equine therapy to help those in need. We could use your support. You can contact us at 801-910-2698.
Is your power bill so high you can't see straight? I can help you out with that. This is Rick Cove, owner of LED Installation Solutions. I can cut your power bill in half and give you more light. Give us a call for your free consultation. 801-623-1246. Again, this is Rick Cove, 801-623-1246.
Hey everyone, this is Rachel, owner of Club 90 in Sandy, Utah, and we've been providing great entertainment since 1979. This year, Club 90 will be celebrating our 40-year anniversary on Saturday, December 7th. This huge party will be emceed by Mark Cobell, news anchor at KUTV Channel 2. Club 90 has great food, serving lunch and dinner daily and breakfast on Saturday and Sunday, with daily lunch specials Monday through Friday. There's great entertainment and events daily, including live bands, DJs, karaoke, and so much more. If you're looking for a place for your upcoming private event, company party, or fundraiser, Club 90 has plenty of space and private rooms for rental, as well as catering. Club 90 is located at 9065 South Monroe Street in Sandy, just off of I-15, and we're open every day from 10 a.m. to 1 a.m. You can visit us on our website or find us on Facebook and Instagram at Club 90 SLC, or give us a call at 801-566-3254.
Trouble sleeping? The mattress you choose makes all the difference. How do you select from thousands? At Mattress Warehouse, we do things differently. We fit you to the right mattress that you will love for many years and get up to 8 months on our comfort guarantee. That's how sure we are about getting you the best night's sleep. Visit MattressWarehouseUtah.com and download your free mattress buyer's guide to help you select the right mattress at the best price. MattressWarehouseUtah.com.
I'm sitting here with Rick Cove, the president and owner and the founder of LED Solutions Utah. And Rick, is there anything that you want to add to the LED lights that I haven't asked you yet?
Let's see. What can I talk about now about my lights? Like I said, they're warranted for 5 years, parts and labor. So what you're getting is a maintenance contract with us. So you'll never have to touch your lights pretty much ever again. Mm-hmm. And so that meaning your maintenance costs would be out the window. You'd be making, you wouldn't have to be buying ballasts or tubes again.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's really good. That's a good deal. That is really a good deal package. So I can call you if one of my lights crack or something like that, and then you can come out and replace it?
Correct. That's what we'll do.
Or send me a bulb to replace. Like,
I'll send you a bulb, or I will come out personally and say hi to you and change your light bulb for you.
That's
yes,
great.
That's what we do.
Customer service. That's
yes,
usually
that's
going
what we believe in.
Yeah, that's customer service. That's usually going out the door, but it's so nice to hear that again. And they are guaranteed, and you can buy directly from you still now, but you're going to have your website updated next month. So that would be wonderful to have that.
Yep.
So
we can
order bombs from that.
You can call me, and I will come out to you, and we can go over what you want to do, and we can give you a free estimate right there on the spot.
A free estimate. How sweet is that? Or even if you do come out and see the lights, I mean, see someone's lights and what they need, but say that you didn't do the job, but they can still order and do it themselves, right?
Correct. Yes, they can do it themselves, and we'll still give you the same 5-year warranty on the product.
Wow, that is really nice. So, for example, my neighbor, he can call you, you can come out, you can look at their house and everything, and then he can, you know, instead of having paying you to come out and do it, he can say, oh, I can do it myself, you know, and he just orders them from you right then and there.
Right.
Hmm.
Yep.
And then you delivered them to him. Wonderful.
Delivered to him, and he still has the warranty. Yes, ma'am.
Wow. That's nice. Well, you warrant them because LED lights last forever, right?
they last
a long,
50
long
to
time.
55,000 hours. Yes, burn hours. So.
How many hours again?
50,000 to 55,000 burn hours, which is like 8 to 13 years, depending on how long you burn your lights. Yep.
Hmm.
So in a home, they should last forever.
And what about those little chandelier lights? Do they last a long time too?
Yes, they're the same thing. They're the same thing. Same thing. Yes.
Because I've been leaving my lights on then overnight. Until I leave the next day, and I'm like, oh my gosh, left my lights on throughout the night. So I'm still okay. I'm okay with that, right?
Absolutely.
Yep. Unbelievable.
They're designed to burn and save you money at the same time.
Hmm. And I noticed a lot of my friends around here, they have their patio and they have lights out on their patio. They should get some LED lights so that it doesn't attract bugs.
Yep.
And is there anything else you want to add to, again, with commercials? What are you looking for? Or residential?
In commercial, they're coming out with a 400-watt UFO, which is designed to be up about 20 feet in the air. Mm-hmm. And it puts out like some ridiculous number, like 170,000 lumens, which is incredible. Very bright light, designed to throw light to the ground. So you can probably take this thing up to like 30 feet and it would still hit the ground.
Wow.
So what I'm saying is every month there's something new and more exciting with LEDs. They're lasting longer. They're getting better applications for people where they need them. Like we have work lights now for coal mines. You can run daylight LEDs into a coal mine and light up their space like daylight.
Wow.
So
they need
coming
that
out
too
with work
there.
Lights. Yeah, absolutely. So we're trying to help every trade and homeowners out there.
Yeah, especially the coal mines. I didn't know a thought about that. Yeah, they go down there and it's dark anyway. And that nice to have a light that makes you feel like you're outside. I mean, more light, you know.
Yeah, so you wouldn't need those headlamps any longer, you know, those little coal miner headlamps that you see.
Uh-huh.
We did a mechanic shop over here in Salt Lake, where they had those little headlamps on underneath the hoods of these cars because it was so dark in there.
Mm-hmm.
So we changed out all their lights to LEDs, and now we've put the headlamps in their toolboxes. They don't need them no more.
Wow. Unbelievable. Well,
yeah.
Rick, is there anything else before we close? Anything you'd like to say? And
like I say, this is Rick Cove. We do all kinds of lighting, help you save money and give you more light. Just give us a call for a free estimate, and we'll be more than happy to help you out.
I like the fact that you're an electrician. Make sure you let everybody know you're an electrician. Yes. Certified and licensed electrician.
Licensed and insured. Yep.
Insured. And because you're not getting some handyman or I'm not meaning to put down a handyman, people. Don't get me wrong. I'm not putting you down. It's just that electricity is electricity and lights is light. I'm sorry. Right. That's right. A little, you know, touchy and dangerous job too. So you want to make sure that you get the right person coming in and looking at everything because, you know, especially the outside lights, you don't know if you have a bad outlet and you can get a light and go put another light in and electrocute yourself.
Right. That's exactly right.
Or shock. So where you come out and you will also check the lights and make sure everything's working before you put that LED light in. Is that correct?
Right. Yes, correct. That's
what you did to my home.
We give you an inspection before we do it.
Yes.
We go from there.
Okay. And you do that for residential and commercial. You do an inspection first before you put in the LED lights.
Mm-hmm. Yes. We talk to the homeowner or the business owner, find out what application they want us to customize, and then we just take it from there.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Rick, for being on my show. Again, for everybody, if you want to get in contact with him, please give him a call at 801-623-1246. He's also willing to travel to your business or home and make sure that you get the LED lights that will be satisfying for both business and commercial. And thank you again, Rick, for coming on my show. And you have a nice evening.
Thank you. Thank you, Kathy Lee.
Okay. Thank you so much for tuning in. Have a great evening.